This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. God, I wish somebody would have told me
when I was younger. Yahoo Sports, the first to report that Oregon head football coach Dan Lanning getting a big pay bump and a 6-year extension that will keep Lanning in Eugene at $11 million per year with some escalators too. Bonuses.
That's that's pretty good. He gets the nice, you know, 20%+ bump, but the thing that Oregon gets too is they keep that buyout up high, which if somebody's going to come try and poach their coach, it's going
to
cost you.
Yeah, it's going to cost them around 20 milli to get Dan Lanning out of Eugene, and that is security for Lanning, who is now paid amongst the top 5 coaches in college football.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so, with the work that he has done. His record, it speaks for itself. 3 losses in year 1, 2 losses in year 2, 1 loss in year 3. It's pretty good, being the number 1 overall seed in the college football playoff. Pretty dang good.
Pretty dang good.
And where he has taken this program on the recruiting trail is to heights that it's never seen before. And Nemec had a really good article that he put up at SI.com, the SI High School, where he's, you know, recruiting guy. And it talks about just the stability of Lanning in Oregon and what it means for the football program because of all of the upheaval that has happened over the last handful of years, right? He's got 3 recruiting classes without a dramatic shift. That hasn't happened at Oregon in a really long time, mm-hmm. because you think of from Chip to Helfrich, and then you have Helfrich and the disruption where guys decommit and recruiting really wasn't at a great spot when Willie Taggart took over. Willie Taggart's there for 1 year, mm-hmm. and then upheaval again. Mario Cristobal's only there for a few years, and then upheaval again, and it mm-hmm. turns over. And so when you stack recruiting classes, everybody talks about this in recruiting, you got to stack classes on top of each other. Oregon has had the inability to do that.
It's momentum.
Because of the coaching changes. And I think one thing, if you take that a step further, that Lanning has done a really good job of, after year 1, Kenny Dillingham goes and gets the head coaching job at Arizona State. And it was like, oh boy, here we go. More staff turnover, more staff shakeup. Well, Kenny Dillingham was a fast riser, always has been. And it turns out, pretty good hire for Arizona State.
Not too shabby. Where was Arizona State in the...
They were the college football playoff.
Oh, right.
But think of this. Now you're going into year 4 with Tosh Lapoy on the defensive side of the ball. Year 3 with an offensive coordinator in Will Stein. It's been a very long time since Oregon has held on to their offensive coordinator for 3 consecutive years. And then the trickle down to that, the staff turnover is not nearly as dramatic as it has been in years past. He's gotten good coaches in, and those are the important moves there because those are the guys that are actually coaching the players on every single day in college football. Your head coach, your relationship with your head coach brings you in, but your relationships are with your position coaches, mm-hmm. your coordinators, and the strength coaches, man. And they have not had a lot of turnover in those groups over the last handful of years. And so you see he's built stability. He said he wants to be in Oregon. He wants to stay in Eugene, and they're rewarding him for it. And to think this dude, remember, he's only entering year four. His first year, $4.7 million. And people are like, whoa, that's a lot of money for a guy who's never been a head coach. Here we are three seasons later, entering year four, and it's at $11 million. He's one of the top five coaches in college football on the pay scale.
It's worked out brilliantly for them. This is the single thing from the non-Duck guy on the outside looking in. This is the thing that I have said over and over and over again. Lanning has brought stability, leadership, and a mentality to Oregon that just wasn't there. I mean, I think the closest you could say that has been in the modern era was kind of the toughness that Mario Cristobal brought. And as far as like being good in the trenches, and that is a thing that Lanning has continued and grown. And that has been the thing that has pushed Oregon forward as far as the recruiting goes, being elite in that world. And it's a belief that Lanning not only has, but exudes.
Yep.
And that is the thing that I point to over and over and over again about why my belief of what Oregon can be.
Well, and roster retention has been huge.
Immaculate.
Guys love playing for him, and they're sticking around. You're not seeing guys...
Who's left?
Transfer out. Well, I think, like, Amarion Winston, he transferred out. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
But I think that the guys who have transferred out of the program are guys that kind of see the writing on the wall, that the level of talent behind them is ramping up.
Yes.
And it's getting to a point where you go, all right, this is that competitiveness. And that's a majority of guys that enter the portal across the country.
Yes.
Are guys that their coaches are sitting there saying, dude, mate, you might want to check out somewhere else so you can actually play.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do and you want to play, you probably should check
the talent out. Coming in is beating out the talent that is going out. And that's the mark of a successful program.
Yep. Getting over the hump. That's what they're paying him the big bucks for. But Lanning sticking in Eugene, it is huge. His players love him. His staff absolutely adores him. I mean, and like some of the praise that, you know, like old grizzled coaches, you know, we haven't talked about this. Mike Kavanaugh, who took the Oregon State offensive line job.
Yeah.
Just a week ago. You know, he was the... He said the Lanning's different. You know, he's coached with a lot of really good coaches. Mm-hmm. He's been around it. He was always like, Coach Lanning's different. He has it. Whatever it is,
yes.
He has it. And, you know, that is a special thing. And what they've done on the offensive line, and they go and they get, you know, Cutter Leftwich, who's at North Texas, and they bring him back to Eugene to help Alik Terry in the absence of Kavanaugh heading up to Oregon State. That's huge for their staff. They got another, you know, fast riser in the college ranks to come back and be the assistant O-line coach with Alik Terry. And then you also have, you know, Dallas Warmack and Ryan Walk, who are former players at Oregon that are on that staff as analysts now. Like that, those things in having a stockpile of good coaches, that starts with your head coach, man.
The continuity matters, and keeping guys in-house, not just guys that you hire from the outside and keep them and retain them, but those guys that you talk about as analysts. Because a lot of those times, those analysts, if they've got the goods, number one, they're an extension of your program. They know not just like the playbook, they know the culture. Mm-hmm. They like there's an ethos that kind of comes through them as an extension of the head coach, it is an extension of the position coaches. And those guys, if they have the goods, they move up from analysts and then they move up into position coaches. And that's how those guys make that rise, and they end up becoming lifers at your program. And that's the hallmark of stability, that when your program is built on that keystone of your head coach, and you can have turnover. You can be Saban and be the rehabilitation guy that gets massive, massive, massive hires and turns them out because everything else around them is so strong.
Yeah.
And that's what Lanning has done. Like, you know, you go from Dillingham to Stein, And you really don't see any change as far as like drop off or anything along those lines. Like
production was still has been there
incredibly high. And that's the thing, because everything starts at the top and it's, you know, it's not like trickle down economics, but it is like a trickle down culture. And that's the thing that you just look, there's only so many coaches in college football that have that. And once you have it, if you cannot let it go, you just can't.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Because that's what every team is looking for.
And Rob Mullins went and kind of put himself out there, hiring the 35-year-old, who's a defensive coordinator and wasn't a defensive coordinator for very long. A ton of risk. And it has paid off in spades, and they're rewarding Lanning. 6-year contract extension for Dan Lanning. He'll get paid around $11 million a year, obviously pending approval by the Board of Regents. And then, you know, there's going to be escalators, and that puts him as top 5 paid head coach in all of college football. And it gives Oregon fans a little bit of comfort knowing that, you know, their foot in the bill, because that's a big change too with Oregon is they're paying their coaches. That always used to be the thing is Oregon did not pay. They're paying their head coach. They're paying their assistant coaches, and they're reaping the rewards of it already. Now, I think also a thing that you hear Lanning talk about also quite often is he doesn't shy away from what the expectations are going to be when you are a top 5 paid head coach, when you are a program that recruits at the level that they are. He knows what the expectation is moving forward because that's his expectation internally too.
The heat will be turned up. Yep. That's what comes with this contract. That's what comes with these expectations. But if you're Oregon, this is what you want. You want the expectations.
Yep. Yep. And they got him now.
Yeah.
And they got the coach. 6-year, $11 million per year extension for Dan Lanning. He's a damn good coach, man. And so pending the Board of Regents approval, he'll be in Eugene with a buyout that stays very high as well, which is good for Duck fans everywhere.
Jeff Schwartz also pointed out today that his record each year in Eugene has increased by like...
Yeah. Three losses year one, two losses year two, one loss year three.
Looking at my computer, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's okay. We got that. It's good. Maybe somebody just turned on the radio and they didn't hear that.
So you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome if you didn't hear that.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.